Today we're doing send or don't send. Create great emails, letters, and faxes that work for you and avoid the worst ones. Interestingly, we put out a CD-ROM with suggested letters and emails and faxes, and it's gone over very well. But what interested me about it was how people had started to become concerned more about what not to do than what to do. And that's actually very good, because the reason most people get into buying or relating to this kind of subject is to avoid doing things that get them into trouble. So we're going to start with the seven deadly sins of emails, letters, and faxes. First, you don't want to do anything that's going to get you fired, get somebody else fired, or worst case, put in jail. And you'll notice that Elliot Spitzer, who put a lot of people in jail in New York, says, be really careful when you email. Well, that's good advice from the Attorney General and now the Governor of New York. Second, don't send anything inappropriate. This is something I find surprising, how people don't have any imagination about what's going on. If you send a picture that's risque or off color or anything like that, or a joke or anything like that, you don't know who it's going to get forwarded to. In fact, you may actually put somebody on the list that doesn't want it. And what's happened to me is it comes to me, but somebody in my family has access to my email. Well, then where are we? So inappropriate is important. And the way you know it's inappropriate is if your seventh grade English teacher wouldn't want to hear this or see this, don't send it. Third, cowardly. This is interesting, or afraid. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you're sending something that you really should call or visit somebody, like terminating people who's a long-term employee or something like that, it's probably a good idea not to email it. On the other hand, sometimes in a difficult situation...